It is the last Friday of the month, so you know what that means. It's the Veterans Call-In Special. And we've got great guests joining us today. He's going to be Pete Santilli in the first hour, and then Greg Reese is going to be in studio in the third hour. And, of course, as always, the phone lines are going to be open for our veterans. And I also want to open up the phone lines to active duty to respond to the strikes in Syria and what's going through their minds in regards to that. And then also what the buzz is amongst the ranks. From this headline, 75% of U.S. troops refused taking COVID-19 vaccine, says Pentagon report. Now, we cover it on this show, but the veterans take more experimental vaccines than perhaps any of us, and they're forced to do it. So for them to be rejecting this is a very big development. We also have a new twist, a new turn in the Hunter Biden saga. If yesterday's developments weren't enough, where it turns out he's not only banging his, having an affair with his brother's widow, who died of cancer, perhaps even before he died, he was also having affairs with her sister. Well, that was yesterday's development. Today, a new scandal is arising from Hunter Biden and activities he was alleged to engage in, sex affairs, while he was in Sweden with the House of Sweden, he was with the House of Sweden in Washington, D.C., so it's just getting worse and worse. And for Joe Biden, it's getting worse and worse with the mental faculties. He's supposed to be in Houston this afternoon, so I suppose he's on the plane right now. We haven't really heard much after they announced that, and he's supposed to speak tonight. Will we hear a statement from Psaki? Will there be any statements about the strikes in Syria? Well, there most certainly will be today. That will be the number one topic of debate today on this Veterans Call-In Special. What are your thoughts in response to the strikes in Syria? And then I also want to hear active duty. What do you make of their saying 75% of troops are refusing to take the COVID vaccine? So it's all coming up. Pete Santilli on the other side. It's the Veterans Call-In Special, and it's going to be a humdinger.
Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a harm. And it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, February 26th. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, streaming live at band.video, can'tcensortruth.com, warroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Owen Troyer, with you for the next 3 hours. It's the Veterans Call-In Special. So, we open the lines now to the great veterans and active duty. When you call in, state which branch of the military you're in, what state you're in, and we will get you on the line. In fact, guys, I need my board reset here. I got all kinds of glitches and stuff, and I can't see the caller board, so let's get that taken care of. For the veterans and the active duty, the phone number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Our special veteran guest for the first hour is Pete Santilli. He also hosts the Pete Santilli Show. I am a guest over there frequently, so you can find that. Pete was in the Marines. He joins us as well. Well, Pete, I think the big story of the day, it hits last night. The Biden administration wastes no time. It took about a month, and they have already struck Syria. And, you know, Pete, this one has a little bit of a different flavor to it, doesn't it? Because we didn't see the normal buildup. They didn't really build Assad into the boogeyman like they normally do before something like this. They didn't run any false flag, you know, sarin gas or anything like this. They ran a hit piece on 60 Minutes last Sunday. That was pretty much it. Now this happens. Does Biden know? He hasn't said anything. Does Harris know? Her people said that she didn't know. So what is really going on here? Pete, your first response here on the InfoWars War Room to the strikes in Syria last night, your thoughts?
Now, as a former United States Marine, if I were the military-industrial complex, I would definitely want to have a three-year-old and sit him right in front of a, you know, a couple of little buttons, little toys, and say, look, which one do you want to push, the red button? What do you think? You got Joe Biden right now, who is literally being exploited. There's, you know, I'm not a doctor. I will say that I'm not qualified to diagnose him, but he's got obvious signs of dementia. And now the military industrial complex, everyone's been saying, oh, they want Kamala Harris in. She's going to replace Joe Biden. I don't even think so. Last night, I realized they want to keep Joe Biden in for as long as they can, because there's a lot of money in launching missiles through Joe Biden. All he needs to do is just push that little red button every once in a while, and they make hundreds of millions of dollars. And look, within 30 days of his inauguration, it's so pitiful. I don't even know if that's criminal. Is that criminal? Owen, that has to be criminal, where you exploit the commander in chief.
Well, now hold on. Don't forget. There's two sets of rules here about what's criminal or what's not. So if a Democrat does it, it's probably okay. But you know what? I think you're onto something here with the exploitation. They like having Biden in there also because he's the easy scapegoat. I mean, you kind of let everything fall on his lap when you have Pelosi or Harris or Obama really running the strings behind the scenes.
Yeah, and Kamala Harris says that she questions the legality of it. And I'm sure she's hinting towards the fact that he's not even legally capable. You know what? I'm going to say this. I was a consumer advocate. I've actually, with people that are suffering through dementia, I was helping, you know, families with their estates, you know, setting up revocable living trusts and stuff like that. I've actually had clients, we had to verify, that they were mentally competent to, you know, to sign their revocable living trust. I actually had a client one time that was sitting at the table, they forgot their name. And, the notary and the attorney said, these proceedings, you know, stop right now. But we need to have a conservatorship. So if you're not legally capable of signing a document, are you legally capable of, you know, launching a war? I was very, very upset by what happened yesterday, especially in light of what Dan Bongino said yesterday. He's got sources that everyone in the White House knows. It's like the worst kept secret. They know about his failing mental capacity right now. And that's why the military industrial complex comes in. They don't want Kamala Harris. They want Joe Biden.
You know, it's an interesting thing about Bongino and the Secret Service. You know, there's a lot of good men in the Secret Service, but you know, as they are great at their job, they're loyal to their job. And so they don't really talk about some of the stuff that they've seen behind the scenes with whether the Obamas or the Biden. Some of this is leaked out, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there are times where there'll be people that are in the president's or, you know, former presidents and then running for presidents. They'll be in their Secret Service detail. I think people can, you know, hint, hint, wink, wink who I'm talking about. And they'll be like, hey, look, this person's falling over. She's having seizures. She's coughing. Like, it's not bad. Just follow her around. This is what you'll catch. Well, it's starting to get to that point with Biden now, too. And mm-hmm. We don't really get to see much of Biden. We don't really know on an hour by hour, even daily basis what his mental faculties are even like. We're seeing him maybe 20 minutes a day, and for the speeches that he does give, it's low energy. He looks very pale in the face, very fragile, like it's his final moments. You know, if you saw your, you know, granddad like that or something, you'd want to be by their bedside. So, I mean, it's odd watching this, but knowing that, oh, wow, this guy could spark off a world war that could change the course of human history. He's at the switch. He doesn't even know what day it is.
Oh, and I know you were covering this when Nancy Pelosi was talking about amending the 25th Amendment procedures when it was a hot topic when President Trump was in office. President Trump said it. He said, don't worry about what they're going to do with the 25th Amendment with me. Worry about what they're going to do with Joe Biden. And she already started laying the groundwork for exactly what we know is going to come. Now, back then, she felt very confident. I'm sure she felt really confident as to what they were going to do on November 3rd with the election fraud. So she was setting the stage for a 25th Amendment of Joe Biden. But of course, she probably has her friends and family investing in ICBMs, you know, for right now before they launch that ultimate weapon that they're going to blame on Joe Biden and then send him over to the, you know, over on lockdown and feed him baby food with a, you know, a U.S. flag bib. Oh, so it is really, really sad. It's sad. It's like almost a crime against humanity. Think about that. When you had me sobered up for a second, I was picking on Joe Biden with his little, you know, shuffle that he does, his Alzheimer's shuffle. But it is sad when that happens, when our family members are in that state of affairs. And then just think if somebody took your grandfather or your dad and just had them start signing documents and, you know, transferring, you know, the possibilities are limitless.
No, but you know what? That's actually a good comparison because imagine that, because this is our family. I mean, America, this is America we're talking about here. And so, I mean, imagine, you know, your granddad or your dad or something is suffering from serious, you know, dementia or something. And some lawyers call them in and some trustees and will people. And they're like, hey, we need you to sign all these documents. And you're like, hey, you know, dad's not doing too well today. Are we sure he should be in there? Hey, you know what? Quiet down out there. And they shut the door. And you're like, wait a second. Our dad's fortune, his land, like, you know, say he built an empire for a business or something. And you're like, what's going on in there? Because he could be signing it away completely. We don't know. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. Joe Biden is supposed to be the president of the United States of America, the leader of the free world. I'm not even sure if he's thinking half the time. I'm not even sure if he can put his socks on right, put his shoe on the right foot. We don't see him ever at all. Now we're striking Syria without even any real warning or cause.
Yeah, and what are world leaders saying right now? I'm not hearing it. You know what? If I were the leader of Iran, or not that I'm favorable to those countries, but I'd be pouncing on the fact that some guy with dementia just launched missiles at us. Somebody needs to do something about that. You know, I think Assad or, I mean, world leaders can step up and easily just start calling it out. But then again, we don't know if they actually are, because I'm sure the media wouldn't convey it to the American people.
That's
they probably
true.
Are just hearing it.
The only reports I saw were Putin basically saying how it was a really bad idea. And so, of course, they would have Putin. They love making Putin the boogeyman and you know, get the Russophobes out about Putin. So that's just kind of par for the course. But, man, I'm very interested to see what the veterans calling in today have to say about this, what the active duty had to say about this. Again, the phone number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Active duty, veterans, what do you think about the strikes in Syria? What's coming next? And then also, what about 75% of U.S. troops refused taking COVID-19 vaccine, according to the Pentagon? That's a big development as well. We'll be right back with Pete Santilli and your phone calls. I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend? blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe 1 or 2 people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I have had a major wake-up call living in Texas this last week about how important storable food is. Now, I have plenty of storable food in my house, but my notion has always been this is last-case scenario, worst-case scenario, like end-of-America, apocalyptic-type scenario, but I'm realizing now that's not the case. Folks, they can shut off the power, they can shut off the water at any given moment. Now, I was lucky I had plenty of food in my fridge and in my pantry that I didn't have to dig into my storable food. But many people in Texas didn't. Don't be in that situation. Don't have that major wake-up call. When they come to shut down your power and they shut down the stores and the food supply, have the backup, have the insurance, and be ready to feed yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors with the storable food, best quality, best price, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale and an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
InfoWars.com/show.
You can tell she really knows how to use a scope, right? I mean, she really knows what she's doing, guys.
I can't believe you guys actually use it.
It was this running joke we had, just kind of a backstory. We find all these cool graphics for the Veterans Call-In Show, and they found this one where they get this model posing in all this military gear, but they don't even bother to, like, show her how to actually use it. But, I mean, you know, she's a good-looking girl, so I guess we just go ahead and use it anyway. But there you go. So the new unofficial model of the War Room. Pete Santilli is with us. We've got great veterans on the line. You know, I also forgot this. I just found it in my stack in the break from the Secretary of the Army. A memorandum for distribution. Appearance and grooming policies for the United States Army. Oh, yes. Oh, because you need to know you can wear many shades of lipstick or even stud earrings if you would like. So we'll have that coming up. So that's very important for defeating our enemies. So we're going to go into Syria with our cross-dressing soldiers now, Pete, and we're going to bomb them, and it'll be great. You know, the bomb will have a little LGBTQ flag on it,
And, you know, we'll just look over at Biden. He'll say, come on, man. And so, you know, that's how this is going to go.
Gender neutral, not cross-dressing.
It's a gender neutral bomb. Oh, my gosh. I should have known better. I should have known. I apologize to that gender neutral missile. I was a bigot.
I was in the United States Marine Corps. I want to provoke some calls from our active duty military.
Well, let me tell you, we have a Marine right now. Jeff is calling in from Japan. So all the way over on the Japanese island is Jeff. Jeff, thank you for calling today. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Owen, we called a couple weeks back, and we went on a little diatribe about anal swabs then.
Oh, and that was when they were first bringing it out, like we were joking about it.
Getting a test today. Yeah.
By the way, did you actually hear the latest?
I'm going to be getting a PCR test today because, you know, you have to do that.
So they're making you guys the PCR test over there in Japan?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much anything. You know, I'm just going to get, you know, some like routine pulmonary stuff done next week. But, you know, you got to have that first. You know, you got to get that if you even want to leave that officially or stuff like that, even for travel. So pretty much there's a lot of stuff that requires that test for. Yeah.
Well, since we did joke around about the COVID anal swab, and Jeff, there's about a 3-second delay in between us. I think it's the international line here. So first, it came out that it was up to 50 Biden officials, diplomats in China, that China forced to take the COVID anal swab. And then they came out and said, oh, we were forced to do it. Then China said, no, we didn't force them to do it. And then the diplomat said, oh, we did it because we wanted to not be considered bigoted against gay or trans people. Because I guess they just stick random objects up their butt now, I guess. Is that the deal? But now Biden literally has the Americans bending over to China. Jeff, what are your thoughts on the Syria strike and the 75% of troops refusing the COVID vaccine, according to the Pentagon?
Yeah. Good luck with that. There's a more vast majority is not good.
Hey, Jeff, I think we're having...
Real quick, I mean, on the Syria thing, I mean, just in the Middle East in general, it's not going to change, guys. It hasn't changed in 78 years, our presence there, and without a massive, our own. So.
Jeff, brother, man, I'm sorry. We got a bad phone connection, man. It's just like a 7-second delay. It keeps building. I wish maybe if you called back or something. Pete, it is kind of crazy what's happening here. When you were in the Marines, I mean, what was it like? I mean, I'm sure there weren't as many vaccines, but I know that, you know, if you went to different, you know, nations or whatever, were you about to hop on a plane, they would always make you take vaccines. I mean, was there ever resistance? Was it ever debated amongst the ranks?
Well, I went to the Far East, and I have not necessarily sympathy towards, people in the military because, number one, they're a target. We know that this China virus is a bioweapon. These military guys, they're targets. They, you know, they jump off of a ship on leave. It's very, very easy for them to be a target of a vial. Someone put something in your drink or rub something on you. So to be vaccinated. But here's the terrible part is they're not telling them that they're not even issuing vaccines. These are not vaccines that are being distributed. So are they really being vaccinated? Number one, I think, this new generation of active duty military, they're smart. They know how to get on the internet and Google and figure out that, Moderna is now using human beings as their first test subjects. They've never issued such a thing to humans. They've always done test trials on animals. So when I went into the Marine Corps and I went to, I deployed to the Far East, I had to have vaccinations. It was the first and only time. It was the last time I ever took a vaccination, but I was concerned about the stuff that's, that you're subjected to while you're out there. You know, here's my question to that fine young Marine and all active duty military. When I went in 1983, my commander in chief was Ronald Reagan. Our mortal enemy were the communists from the Soviet Union. How do they feel about having communists within their chain of command at this point in time, to the highest levels? Their commander in chief right now is a Marxist. He's a communist. And their lives are in the hands of these leftists. How do they feel about that in active duty military? Because when I was proud to have my commander in chief as Ronald Reagan. Can they say the same thing, A, and B, do they feel comfortable working for a bunch of communists?
Let's see if Jeff is still able to answer that. Do we still have Jeff?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What do you make of that, Jeff? How does that feel?
Hey, I had a VPN on. That's probably what the issue was. Obviously, I'm not going to go too far down with that, just for obvious reasons, still being affiliated. But it is an issue. We all see it. There is something interesting, though, right now, too, that for whatever reason, his official picture isn't released yet from the White House, like for all of our command boards. So I do find that strange.
You're talking about Biden?
Yes, correct.
Hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
What I've noticed, though, and I'd like to maybe hear you expand on that a little, is that they only show pictures of Biden from like 2008 on the news, like when they do the graphics right. And they put Biden. He doesn't look like that anymore.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So I find that just a kind of interesting nuance. We had Donald Trump's picture within a week or two. So it is very, very odd, to say the least. And then, to go back what I was saying, the Middle East thing, we're never going to get out of there. Our presence has been there for like, 78, 79 years at this point. So without our own like massive reset, on our side, that issue is not going
to
change.
Yeah, actually, and Trump tried to do it, and they lied to him. They gave him bad information, sadly, so he couldn't be successful. Jeff, thank you so much for the call. Godspeed over there in Japan. And I noticed that what Jeff was saying about the Biden picture kind of got his attention there, so I want to have Pete expand on the significance of that. And then we have other veterans on the line when we come back on the War Room.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So
As sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure Deep Earth Crystal Iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, we're about to go to Andrew out of the Army. He's in Alaska. He wants to talk about the Syria strike and then other great veterans coming up on the phone lines. That number again for the great veterans or active duty, 877-789-2539. We do have open lines today, so the audience is actually committed to letting the lines stay open for the veterans. So that's good. So if you are a veteran and you've been waiting to get in, we do have lines open for you. But before we go to Andrew, Pete, what is the significance? Because I'm not really, to me, it's just saying he hasn't taken, I guess, an official presidential photo. But based on your response, it seemed like there may have been some other significance to that. Explain what the caller was describing, how they haven't got an official photo from Biden.
Yeah, you know, we're dot connectors and we can only conspiracy theorize. But of course, we got to be factual. We can't just spin off into the weeds about, you know, the military being in charge and President Trump's going to be reinstalled. I won't go that far. But I'll tell you what, there's some anomalies there. And I just heard of one from that last caller. Not having a photo, that's the first thing that goes up. And every VA and every single military installation.
So, I mean, it's literally the framed photo that they just put up immediately that they were also like trying to take down when Trump got in. Like it went up and they were like trying to take it down.
Well, now couple that with the fact that he hasn't done a State of the Union speech, first time since 1934. We didn't have a State of the Union speech. That's another anomaly. There's barbed wire all the way around the U.S. Capitol. Nobody's going to go there. There's no reason for that. There's troops there. A lot of these anomalies, we're connecting a lot of dots here. I don't know what it means. I really don't. I'm not even going to speculate.
Well, I think at the very least, it just shows how Biden, wittingly or unwittingly, is just destabilizing the process of our political ceremonies and the transfers of power and just really having a president that can think. I mean, it is active. I don't know how else to put it. And so maybe that's it. Hey, they haven't taken the photo because – I mean, they're too busy just trying to get him up out of bed or out of the wheelchair or who knows what else, you know, just to get him to do a speech. Let's now go to Andrew out of the Army. He's in Alaska. He wants to talk about the Syria strike. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Hope your Friday's going well.
You too.
Yeah, so back, you know, I'd say before the age of Donald Trump, you'd have these military strikes and they'd be, you know, okay, we're doing this for this reason. Well, ever since the age of Donald Trump, that smokescreen is over. And I think a lot of folks are seeing right through that.
Well, and it's almost whether, again, I'm not going to say Trump played, you know, 100D chess or whatever, but isn't it amazing? Even some of the mistakes that Trump made that I think he got dummied into, like striking Syria, But people are now seeing, like, you know, when Trump did it, he was transparent about it. There is a clear plan. He showed where the strike happened. We had the video of it. We had casualty numbers within 24 hours. With this Biden thing, it just kind of came out of nowhere. We don't know, really, did Biden order it? We haven't heard from him yet. We haven't had a press conference. And a lot of Biden voters, I mean, nobody wants war. Republican, conservative, liberal, Democrat, nobody wants war. We're all sick of this stuff. So we're all uniting right now against this strike, and the White House is completely silent.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, one thing that Donald Trump did do is he did wake up a bunch of people. And I think a lot of those people were in the service. Now, moving to COVID-19 vaccine, I think the reason why, and I've talked to people, I actually retired last year. And and I know folks that are still on active duty. And I think a lot of it has to deal with is that they're over-advertising this thing. It's all over the radio. It's in the news. They've had police and military escorts of vaccination shipments. When in the history of this country have you ever done that for a shot?
Well, it's the Operation Warp Speed. You know, they were begging Trump to make this the deadliest pandemic ever and freak out about vaccines, so he gave them what they wanted.
And then, I think it's so overly advertised that people are actually looking this thing up. You know, they're not going to CNN and having Jake Tapper tell you, oh, hey, take a shot. It's good for you. Have a nice day. Then, you know, have
and see, but that's another example of Trump, again, to me, making a mistake, you know, going along with the fake pandemic and rolling out this vaccine with Operation Warp Speed. But because of it, now people are like, whoa, this is weird how Big Pharma just doesn't even test a vaccine. They give it to us. People are suffering. And so it's like, yeah, the same thing with these wars. And now with the vaccine, people are opening their eyes and questioning things.
Well, I've known plenty of people, plenty of them who've had negative reactions. Some of them are old, and I hope those older individuals are okay. But if I one guy, there was this one person at one of the clubs I'm in up here. He said he took the shot, and I said, you know what's in it? He didn't know what was in it. I explained the whole thing to him, and his eyes got like they were so big.
Oh, my God.
Like his eyes bugged out. And I'm like, don't take another one.
Yeah, that's like finding out your phone is spying on you or something.
Yeah. Well, anyway, for the crowd, storable food is amazing. And also, water filter is amazing. Love your products. I get auto ship every month. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, really good. Thanks for your time today. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Great call. You know, it's an interesting thing, Pete, because people that are just kind of apolitical, they kind of just get driven by the tides. And so there were people that kind of hated Trump. That was just the tide at the time. But now that the tide has kind of washed them ashore onto land, they can kind of get up on their own feet and look around. And they're seeing that, wait a second, things are not as they seem here. Trump's not the president. And Biden's even worse than I was told Trump was.
It's scary. Scary and... also, you know, it's not that I'm sympathetic to because, you know, when President Trump makes mistakes like the like with the red flag laws, I was just almost violently opposed to that. But you know what? That's our obligation to speak out so that he can take the, you know, take the pulse of the nation and respond to the will of the people. That's so that's good interaction there. But this Operation Warp Speed politically, I'm sure Big Pharma went to him and said, look, we have billions of people that want a vaccine. You're outnumbered. You know, politically, you know, you need to get these vaccines out there for those that want it. But you saw him kind of straddling the fence. He was providing through Operation Warp Speed vaccines to those that want it during a quote unquote pandemic that it was difficult for him to overcome that narrative. While at the same time, he's presenting alternatives that he was actually when he received his treatment, his alternative treatments, he was promoting that. So. I think President Trump, sure, he's made some mistakes, but he had a lot of pressure on him from Big Pharma and the political realm to respond to it appropriately. Otherwise, he would have been finished, especially going right into the election. They would have just pounced on him saying, look, he's not doing anything. All he's doing is presenting hydroxychloroquine and people are dying. I don't think that he would have been able to withstand that if he didn't respond to it in the way that he was forced to.
Yeah, and he also never made it, you know, a mandatory thing. And I think any other president probably would have pushed that agenda more so. So thank God Trump wasn't going along with that. And most, I mean, I would imagine most people in this audience, if not all, haven't gotten the vaccine. I don't plan on getting the vaccine, even if they make it So I have to get on an airplane or whatever else comes after that. So we've had time to kind of ready ourselves, not just politically, but even just socially, and just to say, hey, you know what? Here's probably some of the things we'll have to sacrifice if I'm not going to take the vaccine, but that's okay. I just won't fly anymore. And it's already a pain in the ass with everything they do. So they're just making it difficult and more difficult for the average citizen to get access to commerce or to commutes or whatever it is. And the vaccine will just be another example. We're about to take a break here in 60 seconds. We got another segment with Pete Santilli coming up of the Pete Santilli Show. We also have a lot of veterans on the line. I'm going to be going to you as well. You heard the caller mention the storable food. For obvious reasons, folks, I don't need to tell you, storable food is in high demand right now. We have a big sale at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off all our storable foods. And you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com, there's a bunch of different options. There's 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year. There may even be a 2-year one. I mean, there's just all these different options. We also have like single packets. If you just want to get the oatmeal or you just want to get the mac and cheese or some of the other stuff, we have single packets that you can choose from. It's all 10% off plus free shipping store wide. So that does include the storable foods. And these are heavy items. So the free shipping on the storable foods is big savings. So that's the savings we have for you on emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, I think it's obvious why it's a necessity to have insurance for your food supply. You insure everything else in your life. Why not insure your food supply? Do it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
We got a couple breaking news stories here. U.S. Attorney John Durham has announced resignation. Will the probe into the origins of the illegal spy gate by the Obama administration? The probe of the origins of the Russian probe. Does that mean the end of that? Yeah, that thing was dead when it began, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so the crew is in my ear saying he's just stepping down from the DOJ, but he's staying on the special counsel. So we'll see what happens there. Also, Biden has landed in Houston. If you had four guesses as to what Biden's first thing, what the first thing he did when he got to the facility in Houston, what's that, crew? You saying ice cream? You'd be close. If ice cream was available, probably. No, he found the youngest girl he could at that facility, went right up to her and grabbed her. And I'm not even kidding you. Biden arrives at the food bank and goes right to hug a young girl. So that's nice. Creepy Uncle Joe. Going in for the real thing. Got to like that. Also, apparently, President Biden informed Vladimir Putin about his plan to bomb Syria before even Kamala Harris. And so that is rubbing the Harris people the wrong way. So already trouble in paradise of the Biden administration. We also have all the double standards and the hypocrisies of Biden, his press secretary, Democrats, and the media, how they responded to Trump when he struck Syria and how they're responding to Biden. You can probably imagine how that is. I want to first go to Cole. Or, I'm sorry. No. Guys, I said we're going to Stan. That's my bad. Stan's been holding the longest. Army veteran in Alabama. Stan, go ahead.
Oh, in the destroyer. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hey, this is Full Metal Stan. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, Stan. What do you think about these Syria strikes?
Doesn't surprise me. Something that I was raised on growing up around other veterans was conservatives get the rap for supposedly being warmongers, but nobody likes war more than a Democrat. So the fact that they ramped up operations doesn't really surprise me that much. They need it so that they can keep the money train going.
And of course they stop us from having an oil pipeline, but you wait, the Turkey Qatar pipeline will be going through Syria within a year if they pull this off.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen similar things like this where I'm originally from. I'm actually from coal mine country. I've seen moves like this before on a much more personal scale when I was growing up. So I think it's just like you guys have said before, a new world order is simply just the old world order. The same stuff. The only difference is technology and the delivery system changes, but the objective is the same.
It is amazing how war is the least popular thing, yet somehow we keep getting it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I was ever afraid to deploy. Nobody weighs the cost and the ramifications of conflict more than the young people that are going to fight in it, not the old people that sit home and talk about it in suits.
That's right. Anything else, Dan?
I just wanted, my original reason I called in was for our readiness for all the vets listening out there. Like them, I'm another one of the lost boys of GWAT. Has one of our little titles for ourselves in certain circles that we use. Like the song, For Whom the Bell Tolls, the bell is tolling. So for all you guys and girls out there with ice still in your veins, get yourself fit as you possibly can. Get your skills sharp. Teach some of what you know to those civilians who will listen, because after all, we swore an oath to defend them. And what I mean by fit, watch what you put in your body. Watch what the doctors tell you to put in your body. They want people like us lethargic and docile. So get the vitamins here. Get the storable food. Do what you can to get as sharp as you can. And keep watching the horizon. Oh, and for you, Owen, tell my half-shell homeboy, Franklin the Battle Tortoise, I said, what's up with it? He'll know what you mean. Full metal out.
Thank you, Stan. Wow, loaded call there from Stan, Army veteran in Alabama. Pete Santilli with us, of course, of the Pete Santilli Show, which airs daily. Sometimes I'm a guest on there as well. Pete, what else is on your mind today?
You know, just to follow up on Stan's commentary about being fit, also, especially in the info war and with the technology and the amount of information flow that's coming and the disinformation out there, staying fit means staying informed. I do want to say, I'm going to bring this up. I don't know if you know about this. I just discovered something. Eric Prince on, what was it, February 21st. Eric Prince, as you know, he was the former Blackwater CEO, President Trump's ally. It was said through The Intercept that Eric Prince and Ollie North were forming a secret intelligence group because President Trump couldn't trust the CIA and the FBI. But on February 21st, Eric Prince was outed in an article for running guns through Libya in violation of the sanctions. Now, what that means to me, if you were following Benghazi, if you're following John McCain supplying the FSA, supplying Al-Qaeda slash ISIS, 400 tons of man pads went to ISIS through Hillary Clinton's Benghazi incident. But what that tells me is that Eric Prince was helping fight on the other side of it per President Trump's directive. But coincidentally, just a couple of days later, once Eric Prince is removed from his gun running operation, now Biden is launching an attack. Now it's being reported that the Iranians are saying that the whole strike was intended to help the Islamic State. So here's my point. And this message doesn't just go to you, Owen. It goes to the veterans out there. Stay fit. Go look up Operation Zero Footprint. It was a secret gun running operation to, especially if you're deployed, to the your adversary, your sworn enemy in the global Islamic war on terror. These people were supplying arms to them, and they were firing those arms at you. So stay alert, stay fit between the ears, gather the information you need to know what's going on, and internally, of course, you don't need to speak out about it. Know that your chain of command, although you don't have a picture, we have the picture. We know that they're communists. These are Marxists. This is a Marxist takeover, especially if you're a United States Marine. I'll speak to you Marine to Marine. We know what to do when the communists infiltrate. Semper Fi.
Yeah, actually, we have just received the official photo of Joe Biden that they're going to be placing. We've finally received it. The crew is on it. My crack crew is on it. And so there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The official Biden photo, which is going to be put on all the Navy vessels and all the offices and in the Pentagon. There is your Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden. Pete, I'd like you to expand on that a little bit, because I believe it was even speculated. It may be something different than Operation Zero Footprint, but it was speculated that it was the weapons in that gun running that were actually used in Benghazi. Isn't that correct?
That were used in Benghazi. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Christopher Stevens, and I know this because I have a friend that was in the Marine Corps with me. He's a white hat in the CIA. 1 month after he came back, he told me Christopher Stevens was negotiating arms from Al-Qaeda in Libya to be shipped to ISIS, essentially, or the FSA in Syria. 400 tons of manpads. All of that gun running through Operation Zero Footprint. If you remember that guy that was out of Arizona, he was a whistleblower. He came forward. He was working for John McCain. A lot of guns were running to our troops' enemies. They were basically well armed. They were arming ISIS.
Well, and I'm so confused here too, because they're saying oh, we struck Iranian backed militants in Syria, but under the Obama administration, they were arming those same militants. So I'm just, it doesn't even make any sense. Are you with the Iranian-backed militants? Are they rebels? Are they? So it's like any sane person who follows the bouncing ball here knows that there is no pattern. It's the only pattern is war. That's it.
You know, the best way, as they say, to learn about your political adversary is to listen to the opposition. So. It's not that I trust the Iranians, but when you hear the Iranians saying, countering the narrative that they're putting out in the mainstream media about why Joe Biden did it to justify it, the Iranians are saying that the strike was intended to help out the Islamic State. I believe that based on what I know historically.
Yeah.
That's a pretty well-informed opinion.
And it's sad because now that Biden's in there, we don't have the moral high ground that we had under Trump, or at least the belief that we could. Pete Santilli, great to have you today. Where can people find your broadcast?
Go to PeteLive.tv. That's the best way. We run a 24-hour stream there. Or you can go to PeteSantilli.mobi to find all of our links. It's been an honor. Owen, it's been great.
Awesome.
Best ever in radio. Well,
we will speak soon, Pete. Thank you very much. When we come back, a whole hour of your calls.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com. The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Greg Reese is in studio with us. He's going to be with us for the remainder of the hour, and we also still have great veterans on the line. I said we'd go to you first, so we will, as Greg is pontificating what sort of greatness he's going to be talking about today. But for now, we go to Time X, Navy veteran in FEMA Region 7. Time X, you are on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay? Because I have a notoriously dysfunctional landline.
You know what? You actually kind of sound like you're coming on through Army radio comms, so it sounds kind of cool.
Just add a little, just when you finish, just add a little.
Yeah, okay. Over and out. No, just over. Excuse me. You and I got to meet briefly for 2.5 seconds a few years ago at the one of the conferences that's held in the mansion in Branson. And you were a little busy, so I went on and spent an hour and talked with Hugo de Garris. The people are gone that I really could ask a few questions of, but just let me ask you from what you remember. On January the 6th, I watched this footage, that little, I got to watch my tongue. I really don't think much of Jaden X and John Sullivan or what other schizophrenic name that little SOB chooses to use. Everything around January the 6th stinks. It stinks to high heaven. When I first observed this, I got very emotional. I was, when I saw what you guys saw, but as in Sherlock Holmes, as time goes on, I go back and I look at it again, and I have questions to ask, and I'm afraid to ask them, because the first time you do, somebody's going to say, oh, do you think that was fake, or do you think this, or do you think that? All I want to know is, I've been on both sides of the gun barrel in the military, and I've been on both sides of the gun barrel in civilian life. I have a very spotty life. But here's the question. Did you see anybody, law enforcement operator, on Ashley Babbitt's side the door or anywhere on the film carrying any type of radio on them? And if you did, do you recall ever seeing anybody using the radio? I didn't see one.
Well, you're asking me to go off raw memory, and off raw memory, I kind of want to say yes, I remember seeing someone radio it in. I'm sure the crew can pull up the footage. Offhand, though, I don't want to make a statement of, confidence on that.
Fair enough, because I don't recall seeing anyone use a radio all the way up through her being carried out of the Capitol building. and on top of that, that gentleman who's gone before there just now, Taylor Swift, Taylor Dane. Anyway, pardon me. I'm thinking about him as much as I do John Sullivan at the moment. But that's my problem. Has anybody gone and asked for the radio tapes, any of the communication tapes? Not that they're ever going to get them, but there's just a whole lot of other vectors of inquiry that a person could use to try to unravel things. So there's data points of information out there that are just going to look like they're floating and they're not connecting to something else. But when you can ask enough questions and you can get enough people to talk enough, you're going to be able to find out.
Well, I'm sure Ashley's legal team is going to be looking in all of that, Timex, and thank you so much for the call.
I sure hope they do, because I'm so disturbed that from seeing her shot that really set me back.
Here's the thing, though. If there were radio comms that day, I'm not sure there's any record of those. I mean, unless there's a phone call that goes through a switchboard, I don't think radio conversations in police ranks get recorded or archived anywhere. So I'm not sure you would even have access to that anyway. Plus, it was so chaotic that day, they probably weren't even engaging in normal comms because it was just totally out of control. We can review the footage again and see if anybody's talking on the radio. I'm not sure if I would put as much into that or as much thought into that as you have. I'm sure that if you wanted to, or anybody wanted to rewind the tape and look at it, they could get an answer to that. We'll be right back.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
final hour of the InfoWars War Room. It's the Veterans Call-In Special. Our next veteran guest is Greg Reese. He said he is coming on air for the final hour, and he said he's on fire.
I am in fire.
In fuego. Nothing can stop you now.
That's right. Absolutely nothing.
And in fact, you did just file a new report, I'm told.
I did. I've been busy on that all day. I had to go home and get cleaned up because I looked like a total bum. I forgot I was
not a total bum.
Not a total bum, just a little bit.
But, well, there's a pandemic happening.
There is a pandemic happening.
You have an excuse.
That's right.
And there was a winter storm a month ago. Apparently you still have time to recover from that too.
Well, I think that's partially what I'm recovering from. I threw out my back last night, and that was a result, I think, of during that whole storm. I was at headquarters here around the clock and kind of running around. The adrenaline rush, I was exerting myself. I didn't feel it. I felt no pain until the whole thing wore off, and then
it's typical, isn't it?
Yep.
In the heat of the moment with the adrenaline.
Yep.
And then you lay back, and all of a sudden you feel like your whole body's broke.
Yeah. I think that's why I like times like that, the chaos, because in the chaos,
mm-hmm.
you're just focused. You feel no pain.
You're like numb.
You're numb. Your body's numb, but your awareness is just laser focused into the present.
I imagine I'm going to be feeling a lot of that when I'm going to be playing in the WNBA next season.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that yet.
Well, I haven't made my official announcement yet. I'm still considering golf, maybe.
All right.
LPGA.
As a transgender, because you can kill it.
Whatever I want.
Yeah, but you can kill it if you go in as a tranny.
Maybe. Well, I mean, I would have to go in as a tranny, right? Although they say trans women are women.
With
the
WNBA, you'd have to, yeah. And with golf, though, but golf would be almost, I mean, because there's a lot of, I don't think your physical male body is going to be an advantage.
How dare you
beating at women at golf. I mean, maybe.
That's what you think. Well, but you know, though, here's the thing. The only difference of rules for men and women in basketball is I think the women just have a smaller ball. I think that's it. Maybe there's different. I think there's different time clocks. But for golf, you tee off. It's basically a different game. You tee off like 100 yards shorter than the men.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So men are stronger, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm driving the green, par five.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm set up well on that deal.
Yeah. You'd be like Happy Gilmore.
Exactly.
Counting them down.
I'd even maybe bring a little Happy Gilmore flair. I'll flash the crowd.
Yeah, all right. I'll show up.
You ready?
I'll bring a, yeah, let's do it.
Bring the beer bong.
All right. I'll bring the beer bong and we'll
bring a COVID butt swab too for fun.
All right.
I'm sure okay, we're getting out of control here. Greg Reese and I don't have enough time for fun, quite frankly, so we have to do it on air. But I we're going to go back to the veterans on the phone in a second, but I do want to get Greg's take. In fact, I'm guessing your latest video report has to do with Syria.
No.
Oh.
You know, it's crazy doing reports now because in the Biden era, it's just so like every day there's just crazy
news. The new craziness.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you latch on to some. I did a report on weather wars inspired mostly from the Texas storm. And then just as things are coming out, Bill Gates warning about how climate's going to be the new threat. And it just seems like a very convenient way of crushing us all, because a lot of people think it's the idea of weather control is the conspiracy theory, but it's been around for almost a century.
Well, and I think about this too. You know, I really believe that they wanted and thought that they could have a true Reichstag style event at the Capitol on the 6th. They didn't get it. I mean, they wanted I really believe that the Democrats and whoever else were involved wanted that building to burn. They wanted dozens of deaths.
Yeah.
They did not get what they wanted. And I also think, though, that pattern may be playing out more than we realize, even with the COVID virus. This may have been their big release. I mean, this may have been their deadly biological weapon that they really thought was going to kill millions of people or hundreds of millions, perhaps, and it just didn't take. And so imagine, though, Greg, as they're releasing all their big plans, all their big New World Order agendas, and they just keep flopping and flopping and flopping. We wouldn't know any better because we don't know what's going on. Who knows? Maybe they start to roll out these weather weapons next, and it just doesn't take like they want it to.
Well, that's entirely possible, because the thing about the weather control is you can't – it's not – I mean, you can steer a hurricane. You can stop the rain. You can start the rain. You can do a few things, but you're really reliant upon God's nature to do it. So they don't have total control over it.
There's variables that they don't have control
over. Yeah. And COVID was a flop. You know, I mean, it's extremely impressive how effective it was to get people to mask up and everything, but that's now wearing off. I saw
Oh, yeah.
At my local store here in Austin, Texas, I went to my local gas station, and for the first time, the employees weren't wearing masks. And I was kind of surprised because that's the first,
really?
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen that.
I don't. I mean, I want to ask where it is, but I won't on air because you know what will happen.
Yeah. It's the first time I've seen it in Austin. It was only one place, but still, it was just that little glimmer of hope. You can tell people are, like, realizing that this is all nonsense now and they're sick of it. And I don't see how they're going to keep the COVID thing going. It does seem like they're losing, I think. I have a lot of optimism. I mean, it's going to probably, I'm sure it's going to get worse before it gets better. But when you look at who we're up against, when you look at the new health secretary, if that's her title, the one who's saying.
Rachel Devine.
Yeah. When you look at people like that, that are actually put in positions of power, our enemies know that we're done. Or when our enemies see that, they know that we're completely done. We're being run by losers.
Oh, yeah. Biden asleep at the switch.
So, yeah, we're up against the biggest loser scumbags, degenerates that you could find. It's like a scientific experiment happened, and they separated the human population into the degenerate lost and to those of us that are just trying to, like, live our lives. And all those degenerate lost have all sort of band together, whether they know it or not. And that's what we're up against. So the battle's still going on. The war hasn't been won yet. But I think the winner is absolutely clear, in my opinion, because there's no way that these degenerates are going to be the victors at the end of this.
And you know what I wonder watching all this? It's clear that there is a goal for a separate society, a separate breakaway civilization. I think that that's kind of what we're witnessing with the top elite right now, wanting to put the rest of the world kind of in order, if you will. And then they have their own separate class. It's like a whole new separate humanity, if you will. It's a breakaway civilization. And I'm seeing all this being executed with the technology we have. And I can't help but scratch my head and wonder, have we been through this before? Are there already breakaway civilizations that we just don't even know about? Is that really what we're dealing with above all of this? And we're just unaware of it. And we're just operating on a day by day basis of the information that we can, decipher or try to understand. And we don't even know what the elites know. I mean, I always go back to the scene because I think it's just so applicable for so many different things. In the Mel Gibson film Apocalypto that you put in one of your reports where they fake like they're in control of the sun.
Yeah.
Well, they just knew it was an eclipse. The elite knew that there was an eclipse. They knew it was every day. They knew that time. So they had their ceremonies. Oh, my gosh, they blocked out the sun. Wait, hold on. We're going to sacrifice a bunch of people and pray to God. Oh, now the sun's good and we can have crops again. And the little peasants don't know any better and they cheer it on and that's how it goes on. And that could be applied to any secret forbidden knowledge that we don't know about.
Climate change. I mean, when you talk about previous ice ages or previous civilizations being wiped out by climate in the past, that's considered a conspiracy theory. You'll see it on the History Channel and stuff like that, but it's still considered to be fringe science. You know, mainline science doesn't really get into that. And so it occurred to me, like, the whole time they started pushing this global warming thing, maybe they knew that a new shift was coming in the climate, because it does happen. And they were just using that, like you're saying, because they had knowledge of the eclipse and they had hidden knowledge. And so they were using their hidden knowledge to perpetrate this lie. It could be the same thing with global warming. They know the climate's about to change, and rather than being human and rallying all of humanity to come together and try to overcome it together and adapt, they're using it to just shut everything down.
Or let's call, however many amount of people, and then just restart the world because it's just totally out of control.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, I mean, I think most people would agree the world's out of control, but that doesn't mean we want to burn it to the ground.
No, it's out of control because of sick degenerates that have been sitting at the helm. That's why it's out of control. Outside of that, we're basically living in the jungle. We've just created a society that's safe enough to where we can raise our children and our families can play.
And I was thinking about that exact thing today, how, you look at the average person and say, okay, well, look at this person. They're dumbed down by media. They're fat, stupid. They don't have a clue what's going on. And you say, okay, well, so that gives you the right to, I guess, purge them. But wait a second. It's the same people that want to purge us for being fat and lazy that gave us everything that made us fat and lazy. I mean, they're the ones that gave us all the technology and didn't warn us what it was doing to us. Gregory Easton Studio, we take calls from the veterans next.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I, myself, and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory. That are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of the human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Greg Reese wanted to comment real quick on the subject of discussion before we went to break, and then we're going to go to the phone calls. And so let me just kind of lay out the example in another way here. The enemies of humanity gave us all the tools for our destruction and then blamed us for self-destructing. That'd be like if a parent fed their kid McDonald's three meals a day and gave them, you know, ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then came home one day and said, "You're fat, you're a disgrace, you're disgusting, look at you, you're pathetic."
but it was the parent that enabled all of that. And so that's kind of where it's at with, you know, Bill Gates and the rest of these elites. Like, well, look at humanity, just disgusting, self-destructive, uninformed, ignorant, fat, lazy. We'll just get rid of them. Well, they're the ones that gave us the tools for this to happen to us, Greg.
Yeah, I just saw a very interesting video recently on YouTube from the great YouTuber Jamie Deluxe. I was looking for the video. I couldn't find it. But basically, he was showing an audio recording in his video of a gentleman who, it was a witness to a guy named Dr. Richard Day, Dr. Dick Day, of Planned Parenthood. And he was talking about a lecture he saw by Dr. Dick Day in 1969 for Planned Parenthood. And Dick Day.
69? This is getting out of control.
I know. And he was outlining the plan for depopulation. And the way he was laying it out, especially when you look at it now at the big picture, it makes sense. And one of the things he was saying was that they were going, part of the plan was to introduce a bad diet so that you would have to, if you wanted to live a long, healthy life, you would have to exercise discipline and force yourself to go out and
make an effort.
Make an effort to pursue a good diet. And the purpose of doing that was, they said, if you're too weak to do that, if you're just going to eat everything that we give you, then you deserve to die anyways. And that's exactly what they did. Because if you look at ancient Indian history, for example, in the ancient Vedas, a meat diet was the main diet for the warrior class and the royal class. The only reason they established a vegan diet was to save the resources for the more wealthy, because a fat-adapted diet is a much more healthy diet. So they created this food pyramid, feeding us a bunch of junk, and then they created the fast food, and then it's on and on and on and on. And now you got literally just poison in the grocery store, poison in the water, poison in the air. And, I mean, it's ridiculous, because this is kind of, in my opinion, this is kind of what God does naturally. God sort of gives us an opportunity to either rise up and be strong or fall and be weak. That's part of God's plan. And so this is just them playing along, playing God. They decide, well, we'll be God. You know, we're going to give people challenges. We're going to let people suffer. We're going to decide, you know, who goes through there. So that it just goes back to the whole, I think there's a lot of truth in the idea that that's what the Luciferian agenda is. The Luciferian agenda is trying to, they see everyone's love for God, and they want that love for themselves. So
it's like giving a 2-year-old a loaded gun, and then it blows its brains out, and you're like, stupid 2-year-old.
Yeah. Right.
But it is hard to eat right and stay in shape. The problem is the average human wants to assume the best about the world and be trusting. So they're going up to pick up a bag of whatever at the grocery store. They're not reading the ingredients. They just assume, hey, they wouldn't put this in here if it was going to kill me or give me cancer. Hey, they wouldn't go on TV and lie to me. No, they would. And they are.
But the assumption is, I think the assumption is that the pop culture television narrative that they're getting on the TV is an honest reflection of all of humanity. You know, that there is no conspiracy, that we're all in this together and that we're all pushing forward in progress. So like you said, if they go to the grocery store and something's on the shelves, obviously this isn't poison because I'm in the grocery store. You know, they'll just think, well, this is progress. This is the newest, latest junk food that's not going to kill me. You know,
oh, I have anxiety. Yeah. Give me that pill.
Right.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then people overdose and die. Oh, stupid human. So, I mean, look, in a way, you know, I understand their point, but also it's just totally unfair. Again, that's like blaming the child for getting fat when the parent just feeds it nothing but junk food. All right, we've got great veterans on the line. We go to Keith, Army veteran, calling in from South Carolina, wants to comment on the Syria strikes. Keith, go ahead.
How's it going, man? I'm a fast talker, so slow me down if you need to. That's the three things I want to get out real quick. First and foremost, the Syria is the most important. We have to stand up for Syria. We have to protest this. Jesus said, love your enemies as you love yourself. This is what he was talking about. How would we feel if it was being done to us? What would we do? We need to stand up. We need to protest this. We got to act.
Well, and let's be clear about this. I have Jen Psaki complaining when Trump struck Syria. I have Joe Biden complaining when Trump struck Syria. I have David French complaining when Trump struck Syria. You can go New York Times, Washington Post. You can go all down the line. They all complained when Trump struck Syria, which, by the way, the first time resulted in zero deaths. If memory serves me, I think the second one, maybe 3 dead. I saw that this last one from Biden, at least a dozen dead. So it just goes to show you how fraudulent these people are. And I mean, but that's the thing. Liberals used to protest war, but now I guess since they're launching it, they like it.
Yeah. And the second thing is these masks. I travel all over the country. I don't go to California or that far west, but all over the East Coast, all up and down,
and all the middle of America, everywhere. I go to hotels, gas stations, rest areas, restaurants, all over the place. I don't put on no mask. If somebody has a problem with it, I'll leave and I'll go to the next place. I'll leave a Cracker Barrel because they want me to put a mask on. I went right next door to a Chili's and had a nice meal. You know what I mean? So you don't have to wear the mask. And people who wear the mask, because a lot of people say it because they don't want to offend nobody, but that's virtue signaling. And that's what we're against, and they need to stop it. Stop virtue signaling with the mask. It's worse than the rest of the virtue signaling, in my opinion. And third thing is Army orders. When I was in the Army, I wasn't the best soldier. I mean, I was a good soldier. I was a bad egg, but I was a good soldier. But anytime I heard poo-poo orders, I always called them out. Always. And every time I did, other people stood up with me.
Mm-hmm.
It always takes one. So anybody in the military or has listening or has children in the military, let them know. You know, stand up to it, and other people will stand up with you. They just need to see someone take that step.
Well, and now they're trying to purge the military from anybody that would have the gumption to make such a stand, and we're seeing that right now. Keith, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Stephen, Air Force veteran, calling in from Florida. Stephen, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Owen. I wanted to say this, since this is a veterans call-in show. You know, we may have forgotten about this, but back I said Biden, but it's him too, but Obama's administration, you know, from what we heard, there was veterans dying at the rate of, you know, committing suicide at the rate of 5 a day or more.
Not to mention that the VA waiting for care. And there was also something, and I've been meaning to mention it, it's just I get the stacks of news. I was doing a favor for veterans to cover this. I just haven't done it yet. But I believe it's called the Biden 4, or the Biden 5, or the Biden 4, where he just locked up great members of the military, just locked them up because they were overseas fighting terrorists, and he just locked them up. No, never ever heard from him again.
So during Obama's administration, you may remember this, where when veterans came home from like Iraq, and Obama got this pass where if they went to their doctor, they had PTSD, the doctor would then have to report them, and they were put on a list where they could no longer have a gun.
I remember that.
Yeah, okay, and I actually heard at least one guy calling to Alex's show about this, but here's what I want to say. You know, we're not in a playground, we're in a battleground, okay? And I want to give a shout out, especially if there's any veterans out there, you know any veterans who were in that lineup when Biden's motorcade went down the road and you turned your backs on them. Thank you for doing that. But the point I'm saying is that whether you're military or not, we need to maintain a militant stand.
Yeah, we need the military to stand against Biden.
As negative as times are right now and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will, and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture, and Washington, D.C., and Fauci, and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, and you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a harm. And it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
Infowars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We're back. It's the Veterans Call-In Show. There it is, InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us on the air. And today, for me, it was the Wake Up America coffee from InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. The Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com that got me up and at 'em this morning to host the morning show and then kept me on air for 6 hours today. But we have free shipping store-wide. Big discounts on storable foods. Boy, if you can't see why you need storable foods by now, I hope that the next event isn't so bad that it's too late to get storable food. But those are at a discount at InfoWarsStore.com. Greg Reese is in studio with us. And we go back to the phone lines where we have our second Steve in the Air Force in a row. That's a pretty wild one. So Steve, Air Force out of Ohio this time. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Owen? Steve, 15th Special Operations Squadron, Herbert Field, Florida. Say hello to everybody down there in Ramstein Air Base, 37th Airlift Squadron. Yeah, I'm calling in that a couple guys that came up to me at work talking about some stuff that happened in a city council meeting. And his wife got the minutes from this meeting, and this is the First Amendment thing under attack here. It was brought up about a bunch of flags that are flying in our town. And I've seen these flags. I saw them on the internet. I know this is a family show, so I'll keep it family, but people have seen it, and it was like an expletive, and then it says Biden, and then everybody else that voted for him. there's probably 70 of these flags flying in our town.
And this is in Ohio.
Yeah. And,
I mean, I just don't know any Biden voters. I'm dead serious.
I'm trying to figure it out myself. I mean, but it was brought up at the city council meeting that there were several complaints. Now, I would like to know what they consider several, number one, because it's a town of maybe 3,000 people, maybe. But it's probably some furloughed Karen that's out speed walking with her Pomeranian that has nothing better to do. That's what I'm thinking. But it started with the city manager and the chief of police. They've addressed this. They think it's a First Amendment issue. But they can tweak the ordinances of the city to deal with this problem. Now, this goes back to the whole demoralization of the populace of America. And what it does is it's rendering you, number one, your First Amendment doesn't mean anything to them. Now, I wouldn't fly that flag on my house. I have the American flag, and I have a Punisher flag on my house, just so everybody knows where to rally up. But the right people, I wouldn't fly that flag. I wouldn't want the Biden name on my home. But it's still your First Amendment right, and it's still you expressing your disdain for how this election went down. So I have these guys coming up to me and talking to me about this, and what can we do? Well, you don't abide by it. Whatever ordinance they go by, you do not abide by it. They're circumventing the U.S. Constitution. They're circumventing the Ohio Constitution. And you have to take this fight right to the city council.
Are they going to do that? Is that their plan?
Well, the guys that approached me at work, I mean, they know I'm a veteran. They know I'm a patriot. They know I'm a constitutionalist. So what we're going to have to do is go around to all these homes that have this flag and all stand together at this city council.
You know, I can see this. I can see it going either way. I'm not a political purist, but there is one thing I'm a purist on, and that's free speech. And so I would say you absolutely have the right to fly whatever flag you want. I mean, I guess maybe you could debate pornographic images. Maybe you can't do something like that. An F Biden. I guess that's where this debate is going to happen in Ohio. That's a tricky one, Steve. I want to maybe get an update from you. If we have open lines some other time or next Veterans Call-In Show to call in, let us know that battle. Because it's definitely political, because there's no doubt if you had an F Trump flag in your yard, I don't think there would be any uproar from those people that are complaining about an F Biden flag. But that's just an intuition I have, Greg. I don't know.
Well, it's like we're under de facto communism right now. Right. So like lawfully, we still have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but our federal government is now a fascist government. And so de facto, we are now in a de facto communist state. So, yeah, they're going to try to do as much as this is possible. They're going to try to ignore the Bill of Rights and ignore our constitutional rights, hoping that we're going to just go along with it. And a lot of people will. I would say that it seems to me with the mask wears, the majority of the people will. So it's really never been so important for those of us who have balls and those of us who have any courage and strength at all to stand up and say no to every little inch that they try to get right now, because they could easily get the government they want just by our compliance.
And that's been a lot of the problem. Steve, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Mike, a Marine calling in from California, wants to talk about the Ashley Babbitt story. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, first off, I got to blame you for something real quick. So I had Patriot Blend and took a couple Brain Force with it, man, and then I washed it down with some Turbo Force. I'm a little ramped up, so you're going to have to forgive me as I try to get all this out. First off, you and Greg, your conversation regarding the back in the day, the shamans and the eclipses and stuff, I mean, you guys could dig deeper into that. I mean, that was a fascinating conversation.
Oh, believe me, we could.
Yeah. I mean, well, think about the culture. Now, I'm not talking about this isn't a racial thing, but the culture of people that would follow that kind of central authority. And think about what's flooding the United States right now to kind of water down the culture that would seek to be individuals and would seek their own success, if you will.
But there's a weird dynamic there, too, because ignorance creates compliance. But also at the same time, when you try to inform these people, they don't even want the information. So it's very strange.
Exactly.
It is cultural.
It's part of the culture, man.
Yeah, it is. It is cultural, and I agree 100%. And that's why they're demonizing Western white culture. It's not a matter of superiority. It's just that we have centuries of a culture of being self-reliant, of pushing, of trying to be our best, being our own worst, you know, enemy and pushing ourselves. Whereas a lot of these other cultures that they're bringing in have a much longer history of compliance, of tyranny. And so they're just adjusted to it and used to it. And you're exactly right. That's why they want them in here. That's why they want to bring, that's why LBJ brought the black community down in the 60s and the 70s, because they wanted to dumb them down. That's why Bill Gates is funding the whole math is racist thing. They want us all stupid and poor. Absolutely.
Yep, you guys are on to it. You're hitting on all cylinders. The other thing is this Ashley Babbitt situation. I know I'm going across a wide range of topics here, but all you have to do, and the gentleman that was on there, Owen, you and the gentleman had a great conversation about where his finger was during the whole time. If that finger is not straightened off that trigger, he is ready to fire. That's just period the way it is. The other issue with Garnett was, what was his backstop? What was behind his potential target? There were two friendlies behind him. If he was in the Marine Corps and we saw something like that in the training evolution, we'd be knee deep in his ass.
He'd be immediately removed. You know, and that's an interesting point that we kind of don't talk about. I mean, he fired into a crowd of people. He got lucky he only hit Ashley Babbitt.
That's right. And at the very least, he's negligent, which tells me there's a training problem there. Now, I'm not going to when I first saw it, I was kind of like, well, I don't know what was going through his mind. But as you review it, the things you guys pointed out very astutely was that finger position. His intent was at that entire time, because of his training, and I know what his training is, his intent was the entire time to shoot her.
And by the way, that's just firearm training 101. And look, the cops and Capitol Police, I think, you know, there's a debate how they handled it. Did they get set up? Were there provocateurs inside? For the most part, the Capitol Police inside that were the Secret Service, I mean, none of the other ones shot. There was one shot fired that day, and it was that guy killing Ashley Babbitt.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale. And an additional 10% off as well, because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I have had a major wake-up call living in Texas this last week about how important storable food is. Now, I have plenty of storable food in my house, but my notion has always been this is last case scenario, worst case scenario, like end of America, apocalyptic type scenario, but I'm realizing now that's not the case. Folks, they can shut off the power, they can shut off the water at any given moment. Now, I was lucky I had plenty of food in my fridge and in my pantry that I didn't have to dig into my storable food. But many people in Texas didn't. Don't be in that situation. Don't have that major wake-up call. When they come to shut down your power and they shut down the stores and the food supply, have the backup, have the insurance, and be ready to feed yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors with the storable food, best quality, best price, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned.
That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the final segment of today's InfoWars War Room. It's been another successful Veterans Call-In Show. We thank all the veterans for their service. We thank the veterans for calling in, tuning in today. Greg Reese still with us in studio. We thank him for joining us. Pete Santilli for joining us. Taylor Hansen giving us an update on the Ashley Babbitt situation. We got two more veterans we're going to get in here. So we go to Tom, Army veteran in FEMA Region 6 dialed in. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, Owen, good to hear you. And on my... The word gets around about those flags. Someone may want to buy some.
That's true.
From an,
I mean, we sell. We've been selling the F. Biden shirts. They actually sell.
I mean, what a conversation piece. They'd make fine antiques. I bought some stuff that they're like, you know, someday, 100 years from now, this would be a cool antique.
But you know what? I have to say, from all the hyper polarization of politics in the last 4 years, there's actually a rallying cry around the hatred for Biden. I mean, there really is. Nobody is afraid to voice their negative opinions of Biden. It's very refreshing.
I kind of think of this as Obama 4.0, not 3.0. I've listened to Alex Jones for over 20 years, and a lot of other teachers, preachers, and whatnot online or otherwise, shortwave radio, you name it. But, you know, all of this secret government stuff, all this stuff coming to a head, you know, continuity of government would be something that we started in Jade Hellman starting in 2015, that as soon as Trump took office, their continuity of government, what they're intended on doing and setting up the illegitimate regime, the two-party professional hysteria acting as a dialectic, to paraphrase Revelation 13:11, that this is it. We are 4 years and 37 days into the tribulation, if you calculate off of that.
By the way, it said on the board here you wanted to call in about UFOs. We do have a lot of interesting UFO news lately. The FBI saying they're investigating UFOs. Airline pilots saying they saw UFOs. The Navy reporting on UFOs. This has been going on for a while, but I'm wondering if this recent reporting expose is getting us ready for some sort of fake UFO event.
I kind of think it's been going on since Neanderthals could draw pictures of beings coming from the heavens on cave walls, or Genesis 1:1 does say that life in the heavens did make life in the heavens and on the earth. I mean, intelligent designers, you know, cloud by day, fire by night, Ezekiel's wheels. Jesus ascended into a cloud in Acts chapter 1. What was that? I mean, you kind of used the metaphors of scripture to get a, you plug this in and like, wow, this makes a lot of sense. These are in the Bible.
Well, I'll tell you, the one caller mentioned, I mean, Greg and I could get real esoteric here if we wanted to. Like a couple of things that are always interesting to me, how Neil Armstrong, of course, if you take his initial Neil A and spell it backwards is alien. What are the odds of that? Yeah. And then the Bible scripture on his tombstone is Psalms 19:1, or I forget the exact verse, but it talks about how God created the firmament, which most people translate to flat earth, or you would just translate it however you wanted to. But basically the people are saying, no, he's saying that the earth is flat and that he knew that and the whole thing's a sham. So there's all kinds of wild stuff out there. I just think it's odd how they're bringing all this UFO stuff up now when they could have been doing it forever. So it feels like there's a plot there.
I would say 100%. Yeah, it's just a distraction. I agree with the caller. Like I would say, you know, I've gone down that. I did a report on it that at the top of this pyramid is non-humans. But I will say, and then you were also talking about the Biden era and how different the
Wernher von Braun, that's who had it on his headstone. Thank you for correcting that, guys.
That's right. Nazi scientist adopted into the NASA program.
With the pale horse on the Apollo 12.
Yeah.
Behold the pale horse.
I mean, you could go, like you said, I could do a series of, I would love to do a documentary on NASA alone, because NASA, when it was formed, it was all the astronauts were Scottish Rite Freemasons, all the rocket scientists were Nazis.
And Operation Paperclip.
And all the rocket fuel scientists were Satanists, actually led by Jack Parsons, who was a protege of Aleister Crowley. You can't get more interesting than that. I mean, and then what have they done? They fleeced us for trillions of dollars of taxpayer dollars and just shown us stupid videos. Saying that they were on the moon.
And CGI planets.
Yeah, now they're doing it with Mars, and people are falling for it. It's refreshing, though, to see that most people are coming out and recognizing this Mars stuff is bunk. But they're ready to do it all over again.
Speaking of pale, and the word jade are the same color of pale. If you look up the Greek word meaning pale, it's the same color as jade. That puke green.
Is Helm like a translation into horse or something, too? I'm not being facetious. I genuinely don't know.
It'd be a leadership. Leadership throne. So green throne, hypothetically, the pale horse on the throne. I mean, because, yeah, the pale word green in Greek meaning green, meaning pale, is the color of the stone.
You know, here's the one. This is the one funny thing about the liberal left, progressive left. Tom, thank you so much for the call. Greg, that always irks me because they have this weird sense that they have to be virtuous or they want to claim to be moral and all this stuff, but yet they claim we're evolved from, you know, pond scum, and there is no divine creation. So where's the disconnect there? Why do they think you have to be this moral, righteous person? Oh, everyone love everyone, or we're supposed to take care of the planet if you think we just evolved from, you know, a squirrel humping a monkey or whatever. So it's just, it really doesn't even make sense.
Well, they don't. We're dealing with the most brainwashed of all of us, and they're all concentrated into a group of sheep. InfoWars just did an article on this, a recent poll where they polled Republican voters and Democrat voters and their concerns. I don't know if you covered
Incredible.
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so you look at what the
very telling.
You look at what the Democrat voters, they're not Democrats. They're brainwashed sheep because everything on their list of what they're concerned about is what the TV is telling them to be concerned about. So they don't care about morality. They don't care about evolution. All they care about is repeating what they're told to repeat. We were evolved from pond scum, fine. No one, none of them are saying you need to be a good person. They're just virtue signaling as they're supposed to. They don't even know what virtue is, I don't think. They're so disconnected from reality. All they know, they're clinging to the lie because that's all they have.
Is this the moment of humanity was created? We have the footage, ladies and gentlemen. They were sharing a guava or whatever that is. And there it is, the moment humans were made. Okay, I'm being facetious. All right, let's take our last caller of the day. Zach, a Marine, calling in from Kentucky. Zach, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Love you guys. Greg, Semper Fi. Love the crew. Just wanted to provide some commentary and share an experience with the serious situation. In 2011, near the end of my enlistment, I was asked to go on a detachment on a Marine Expeditionary Unit to, various countries, but one being Syria. And one of the contingencies to that deployment was that we would sign non-disclosures saying that we wouldn't reveal where we were, what we were doing. I just think it's kind of strange. You know, we don't hear a lot about, other than with you guys, we hear a lot about who benefits from this Syria crisis. The jihadis that I would have been going over there to train, I say I would have been because I actually got out of the Marine Corps instead of reenlisting to go on this MEW. Because, you know, you guys, I've been listening to you guys talk about it and researching alongside, and it just, you know, it tore me up that I was going to be going over there to basically train the enemy to defeat their government.
You know, and it's so, and there was that moment in the movie, the Iron Man movie, where I forget the guy's character that Downey Jr. plays, but I'm saying I forget his name. Tony Stark, he gets kidnapped. He's out in these caves, and he's able to escape, and he gets outside of the caves, and he sees all of his weapons. I don't know if you've seen the movie, Greg, but he sees Stark Industries weapons, and he's like, what the heck? He's like, how did these terrorists get my weapons? And that's when he decides to start, you know, fighting crime or whatever. But it's like the same thing. I mean, you're in the military, you're overseas, and it's like, wait a second, these are the guys we trained. Wait a second, these are the weapons that we ran over here. Now we're fighting these people? I can't even imagine how that felt. I think you made the right decision, sadly, Zach. Thank you for the call. I wish we had more time. Wow, there's so much news I didn't get to. The military, you know, basically fully indoctrinating you into gay tranny. The latest in the Hunter Biden scandal. I'll have to just update you on that on Sunday and some other developments. But, Greg, final comments from you.
Oh, the last caller made me think. Since it is a veterans call-in show, it's kind of a long story, but I can condense it very quickly. When I was in the Marine Corps, I actually had we were about to get ready to go to Bosnia. And right before we deployed, I had, for lack of a better word, I had a spiritual experience. I saw a light. I experienced a missing time. And I came to this conclusion that I needed to get out because I felt like I was murdering innocent people for the military-industrial complex. Now, this is no judgment towards anyone who served, including my brothers in the Marine Corps. But they ended up giving me a Section 8 because explaining this experience I had. But what I realized looking back, and I didn't know this at the time, but we were basically going over there to Bosnia to help the jihadis against the Christians and everything. And so I'm very grateful I got out. I'm also very grateful for all our servicemen who stay and serve. It's a tricky situation. Owen, it's been great being on here.
Always is. Greg Reese, to all the great veterans, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Veterans Call-In Special. And we've got great veterans on the line, and I want to go back to those veterans right now. We have Christina. She is an Army spouse. She's in Texas. Her husband declined the vaccine twice, and he's being asked to provide an explanation. Christina, what is the story?
Hey, Owen, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
All right, so we're here at Fort Bliss, Texas, and like I said, my husband's been offered it twice in the past couple weeks verbally. Then he gets a text message last night saying that on Monday when he goes back to work, he's going to have to fill something out, stating that he declines the vaccine and why. So I'm just, like, wondering, what are they going to do with this?
Well, I'll tell you what.
What are they compiling this for?
You know what? I'm glad you called in today, and I don't know what's going through your husband's head. It sounds like you know, you're a little unclear on what to do, but I think this is actually a golden opportunity, and it may take a little bit of an effort, but I think what your husband should do is he should compile all the different news headlines, and I would print them all out and put it into like a little docket, just a little manila folder or something, of all the negative side effects, the people that develop Bell's palsy. He could even pull up videos of nurses and doctors saying, please don't take it. He could pull up the articles about how it's a messenger RNA and not even technically a vaccine. I mean, this is a chance for him to really put the information on the table and either have other people open their eyes or just say, okay, you know what? We don't want to go down this road. We're just not going to vaccinate this guy because it's going to be trouble. And so it's a win-win situation. That's how I would approach it if I were him. And that's the advice I would give him if I were you.
Absolutely. And it's like all the other dudes on his team, they don't want to take it either. So he doesn't know anybody that wants to take it.
Yeah, and then you can also put out, you know, the CDC numbers that, I mean, how your husband is what, probably around 30 years old?
33.
So he has a 99.9% chance of surviving COVID, but they want to give him a shot that's 94% effective at best. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it.
He already had it. He already had COVID. He's absolutely fine. Like,
so there's another reason. So, I mean, he could
exactly.
do an entire notebook style, you know, old school PowerPoint. I don't mean like a PowerPoint presentation, but just like, you know, a note presentation and just highlight all of this. And I don't think they would harass him anymore.
I hope so. I mean, it's an option to get it or not now, but for how much longer?
But so
them,
what
has
the approach been? I mean, how aggressive are they in their suggestions to take the vaccine?
They're just offering, you know, they're just verbally offering it multiple times. And then now it's like, well, now you've got to write something down.
So because everyone's declining it, they're trying to force it. It kind of sounds like.
Yeah, it just feels like the pressure is mounting to get it.
Has your husband, you know, kind of organized or gotten onto a same page as the other people that don't want to take the vaccine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I think those are the two main things that I would do is...
They are talking about it amongst each other. And
yep. I'd team up with them, and if they make him write it out, I'd write all that out.
He said that they're sick of being the government's guinea pig.
There you go.
Yep. They don't want to be guinea pigs anymore. So, anyway, I appreciate it so much. You guys are awesome.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate your husband. And if you do care to call back sometime in the future to give us an update on what happened with that, I'd be very curious. And I would imagine that there are a lot of other veterans that are in a similar position, or I'm sorry, active duty, that are in a similar position, who hopefully got a little bit of advice from this segment that they can put into practice as well. All right. More phone calls coming up on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere, including you, Scott. You're not quite the Kool-Aid man breaking into the studio, but you're close.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
We do have some breaking news, and I don't see the other guest. Did we not get Taylor Hansen on today, Scott? Is that not happening today? Oh, okay. We do have Taylor Hansen coming on. We have a major update from Taylor, who is working with Ashley Babbitt's legal team, and that's why we're having it on the Veterans Call-In Show. Ashley Babbitt, of course, was a veteran in her own right. There's an update in the case, if you will. They believe they have identified the executioner of Ashley Babbitt, but the D.C. police or whoever it is, Capitol Police, are still withholding that individual's identity. Taylor Hansen has just had his story published at the Gateway Pundit, and so we'll be hearing from him at 4:45 with an update on that situation. In the meantime, I'm going to go back to the phone lines, but we do have other developing news, including, I don't remember what day it was, but I had to bring you the bad news that everybody who set foot onto the Capitol grounds on January 6th was under investigation by the FBI. People thought that was extreme. They couldn't believe it. Sometimes we do get some exclusive intel here when you're in the arena. Well, it's now been totally confirmed, and it's even worse than you may expect, actually. And so I'll be having that information coming up as well. But we've got great veterans and active duty on the lines, and I don't want to make them wait. So we go to Herb, who is in or was in the National Guard. He's in Arkansas today. Herb, what's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, I'm terribly interested to see what the National Guard is going to do in D.C. since there are so many of them there for no apparent reason. Having been in the National Guard, light infantry, I can tell you that they're sitting there thinking, why are we here and what is the appropriate thing to do? And so I'm really curious as to what they're ultimately going to do. But what I wanted to talk about was a few things that Trump did wrong that kind of led us here. And the first thing was he got Reince Priebus, which, I can't even say his name. It just,
yeah, that's like eating a 5-day-old cheeseburger that's been sitting out. Just,
yeah. And see, I could have been a never Trumper. And as soon as he pulled in this guy, it took me a long time to get onto the Trump train because just he had that guy to fill all those positions.
And to Trump's defense, he just didn't have the political savvy of being in D.C. to know who he could trust and who he couldn't. I'm not getting that as an excuse, but, I do think that was the case with some of his decision making.
Yeah, and see, that leads me to the other thing, which really, instead of getting that guy, what he should have done is he should have gotten Ron Paul, because he knows all the way through the weeds and in the swamp and whatnot, and he knows who's a good guy to put where. And the third thing that he really kind of screwed up on was everybody who got hired between the election and the inauguration should have been fired for being hired during that time. Because, that's just Obama stuffing more deep state people into places. It's like digging out a tick after a while. You know what I mean? And there's a whole bunch of them. What is he supposed to do? So that's my opinion on it. I might be wrong. I'd like to give props to the InfoWars customer service crew because, man, I feel bad even complaining because you guys are so good. You guys are bulletproof.
Wow. Big ups to customer service today. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right, Herb, anything else?
Nah, that's about it. Well, actually, there is one other thing. Everybody wants to make these references to Scripture. I would like to point out that there's a parable of the wheat and the tares. And the tares ripen first, and now we're getting to see who exactly they are. So I would like everyone to keep that in mind.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. It will be interesting, I agree with you, to see what happens with the National Guard being posted up there in D.C. for no reason at all other than the optics of power, executing their power of Nancy Pelosi and her Democrat cohorts. Okay, Cole, Army veteran in Texas, you are on the air now. Go ahead, Cole.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay, hey, yeah. So, I just heard about this Syria bombing thing, and that's kind of unsettling. But, you know, the main thing I wanted to call in about was, you know, it's like, it's almost like it's a formula that you see in other countries where there's a contingent election, then you surround the capital with the military, and then, you know, then the dictator starts issuing dictates, and then, you know, what's going to happen next?
Well, usually, historically speaking, the army never leaves, the walls never go down.
Yeah. Yeah, and toward the end of my service, I was in the National Guard, and you got to realize those guys are civilians, most of them. They have regular jobs, too, so if you just keep them there indefinitely, you know, they're not just like regular army guys that are pulling security detail. You know, they have there's a vacancy in their job not being run because they're out there guarding a building with apparently no threat to it. So,
well, now they have to manufacture threats until you have the chief of police in D.C. saying, oh, Trump supporters are getting ready to bomb Congress. Give me a break.
Yeah, where's the intel on that? Like,
there is none.
These claims like this, it comes out and there's no, suspect, there's no intelligence. They just say whatever they want to and no one seems to notice that it's fake. Yeah.
I don't know any Trump supporter that even wants to go back to Washington, D.C. ever. Unless they live or work there.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that ever wants to go back. I certainly never want to go back. I mean, what a hellhole.
Yeah, well, this FBI investigating, I'm sure they just gathered all the cell phone data of anyone that was there, and they're just running down the list. Like, oh, you were in D.C. this day, but you live in Indiana, you know, we're going to spend time investigating you. So it just kind of matches when you surround the Capitol with the military and the dictator starts telling the goon squads to start looking after stuff like that. So I don't feel very happy about the state of affairs in this country right now. So
yeah, and I guess it would only make sense to be executing the total surveillance grid on that Capitol building that they now occupy to just say, oh yeah, you stepped on our property. We're gonna come after you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guarantee you all those Trump supporters are hardworking taxpayers. So. They're keeping the lights on in that building.
And, you know, that is such a great point, and I'm so glad you brought this up because, you know, people on television have never stopped making their million-dollar salaries, so it's very easy for them to throw Trump supporters under the bus, or forget about that. It's very easy for them to throw these people under the bus who showed up in D.C., and I forget, I was reading some story, but basically it was like half of the people there had suffered extreme financial distress because of the COVID lockdown. And so you have people that are being destroyed, their livelihoods destroyed by this Congress, ruined. And it never gets mentioned. It never gets mentioned. And Congress never stopped receiving paychecks. The people on TV never stopped receiving paychecks. So it's very easy for them to sit up there in their ivory towers and look down on we the people and thumb their nose at us and saying, you shouldn't be out here. You shouldn't be in our building. Well, wait a second. They're having their livelihoods destroyed by people like you. So it's a very dangerous thing to have this separation of powers where the people are being completely disenfranchised, completely losing all of their freedoms and power, but the people on TV and in government haven't missed a payday and are continuing to lecture these people like they're the bad guy when they're losing everything. Anything else, Cole?
No, that's pretty much it. I did want to go to D.C., but now I'm kind of glad I didn't. So.
Yeah, well, you got bailed out on that one, my friend. Believe me.
Okay.
You got bailed out.
One more thing. So I do a donation to InfoWars, and then every month I get an envelope with stickers and a picture and a letter. Is there any way I can just stop receiving that? That's cool. I appreciate it, but I don't really need anything in return.
You got too many InfoWars stickers?
No. I send a donation, and y'all send me a package for the donation, and I don't really want to receive anything for it. So.
All right. Well, take it up with customer service. Apparently, they're really good over there, according to the last caller. cool, but seriously, though, I'm sure if you're a regular donor, they can put you in the system and just make it so they don't send you something, but you'd have to call and ask them. All right, thank you for the call, Cole. All right, we're going to come back. I'll tell you what I'm talking about with January 6th and then more of your calls.
Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K, that are both essential, are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together, or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off. We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsor, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars continue to spread the word and fight back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
InfoWars.com/show.
to go to Rick out of the Coast Guard in Connecticut, and then we got Mike and Richard and others coming up. But real quick, I want to explain something, which, once again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. I got to be honest, though, I didn't think they'd be going public about this, but they aren't really admitting what they're doing, but they pretty much are. The FBI puts this out in a tweet just yesterday. And so they're doxing people now. A number of people involved in the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are still at large. Help the FBI apprehend them. If you recognize this individual, submit a tip to FBI.gov. When you leave a tip, reference photo 236, and I don't have the photo here, and it's some young girl. She looks like she's maybe 18. And so the FBI is now taking pictures from people who are on the Capitol grounds and putting them out and asking the public to help them identify these people, they're terrorists. Wow. Did they do that for any of the violent rioting in the summer of 2020? Not a single time. Not even for the dead police officers. Wow. This girl doesn't look any older than 22 years old. She's outside, not even in the building. And I'm telling you this, I'm just going to stop right there. They are literally going through hundreds of thousands of photos trying to ID everybody that was on the Capitol grounds. What is going on at the FBI, ladies and gentlemen? What is going on? And this isn't like Democrat riots where entire cities are destroyed. They were back in Congress in session within hours. And they even finished the session same day. Quite an insurrection, huh? With 1.5 million people. An interesting twist, though. Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys want public defenders. That could cost you, the taxpayer, millions. It's also an interesting strategy. And let me just tell you, the D.C. court system is so backed up right now, it's a joke. So this whole January 6th thing is going to be carrying on for at least 2 years. At least 2 years. They don't even have the courts really open yet. And now it's going to be even more backed up than it already is, I would know. And so this is just an absolute catastrophe. And what a joke. And what a joke. Meanwhile, as the FBI is doxing people for being on the Capitol grounds, they're ignoring Antifa and BLM activists who are posting photos and bragging online about storming the U.S. Capitol and setting up the Trump supporters. And this story has all of it at thegatewaypundit.com. So I wasn't kidding the other day when I told you they were coming after all of us. Anyone who was there, you're being investigated. Oh, yeah. You live in Chinese communist style surveillance now. How does that feel? It's not going to feel good, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to feel good. Rick. Rick is out of the Coast Guard. He's calling in from Connecticut today. Rick, thank you for calling in.
Hey, Owen. How you doing, bud?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, get my blood boiling about the FBI in D.C. I was down there with you guys 3 times. And, yeah, but on a lighter note, something that's actually good is happening. Connecticut has a rally going on March 13th, Saturday, 12 to 2, Open Up CT. The Open Up CT rally. Everyone in Connecticut, I please urge you to go. We need to open up the state, not just for jobs, but for our children.
What are some of the details of this?
The details are going to be state representatives there. There's going to be some doctors talking. The website of it is ctliberty.org.
Ctliberty.org?
Yes. /events, then /openupct.
We'll try to have the crew get that up.
you go to that website there, and it has a whole thing of about, I think, four or five speakers talking right now. And some of the representatives that are going to be there talking. And, you know, it's more important than ever that everyone gets on the same boat and start opening up our country again and fighting back against this tyranny that we it's our God-given right. And second most, I just want to say God bless you guys. God bless everyone who's fighting the evils in the world today. And Jesus Christ is King, man. God bless you guys. I love you guys. You guys fight for what's right every day. And it's a sad time to see our country in the position that it is in, but we need to just keep pushing forward and never give up. We're Americans, and we never back down. We just keep pushing forward, and the fight for freedom is now as it's ever been before. So we got to step up and stand up. That's it.
Yeah, resistance is victory, and we're all the Tiananmen Square tank man now. We're all the Tiananmen Square tank man now. Rick, anything else?
No, I just want to say God bless you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. God bless you, Rick. And, you know, I know for many veterans, InfoWars is just kind of a landing ground of sanity, if you will, or just a connection to any sense of reality that you have left when every which way you turn in media, it's just total propaganda, total lies, total just disingenuous reporting. So it's you know, we're all in this together. But don't take InfoWars for granted, ladies and gentlemen. Do not take InfoWars for granted. And, you know, I think a lot of people did, but the casual audience that would watch us on YouTube every once in a while or Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you know, to them, we're just gone. They don't even know we have band.video. When they find out, they get all excited. But, I mean, this is the battle we're up against. And there's many battles happening underneath the surface that are even more uglier than what you see on the surface. But don't take InfoWars for granted. And wake up one day where InfoWars is off the air and you wish you would have bought that emergency food, or you wish you would have purchased the T-shirt or the hat, or you wish you would have gotten some of the emergency supplies or the water filters or the air filters. Don't have that regret. Shop with InfoWars now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com now to keep us on the air so you don't have that. Get your storable food now. It's 10% off. We have free shipping store-wide. Get your Alexa Pure Breeze air filter $50 off right now, plus free shipping store-wide. The water filters. How do you not have a water filter yet? I mean, this is crazy. You were talking about a boil order in Austin. I'm like, I don't drink tap water. Boil order. Okay, I mean, I guess I technically do, but it goes through the Alexa Pure water filter. It goes through my water system that filters all of it out. And you'll be surprised. You get the filters, they show up white. After the gallons are filtered, they turn pretty dark. It's kind of gross.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. preparewithalex.com, limited time, 10% off. preparewithalex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
We got a bunch of great veterans on the line, and I want to go to your calls right now. I may not be able to get to some of this news. If I don't, I'll carry it over and cover it on Sunday, where I'm going to have another surprise, very special veteran guest, Sunday Night Live. By the way, if you're not familiar, I host InfoWars Sunday Night Live every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. There's an entire channel dedicated to it on band.video because some people were confused. They said, Owen, you host Sunday nights. I never see the videos on the War Room channel. It's a separate show. It is a separate channel on band.video under Sunday Night Live. So scroll down all the show tabs on the left on the landing page. You'll see the Sunday Night Live logo. It's in gold, Sunday Night Live. That's the Sunday night show that I host after the Alex Jones show that the InfoWars Network transmission hosts every Sunday, 4 hours live. Alex Jones followed by myself. So I may have to wait to cover some of this news there because we keep getting the great callers. And Greg Reese is going to be coming up in studio in not too long either. The great reporter here, a veteran in his own right. Our second Marine veteran joining today. But we go back out to the phone lines now. Our great veterans are waiting, and we wait to hear from them. Richard, Army spouse in Texas, wants to talk about the vaccine. Richard, go ahead.
Wife, ex-wife actually now, but we're still best friends. She's an Army officer and a medical doctor stationed here in Texas. And we were talking about the mRNA vaccine, and she actually took the first vaccine. And so I sent her 100 peer-reviewed journals on adenovirus technology. And it's been around since the 1970s. It was exclusively used for gene editing. And that's why it was never approved for human use or human trials. The main issue they were seeing was every trial where they used adenovirus gene editing technology, the main side effect was cancer. And so the issue is, the reason pharmaceutical companies want to use this technology, it costs 1/100th to produce the vaccine, well, quote unquote vaccine, than it does a traditional vaccine. That's, you know, it's not a conspiracy theory. That's what I want to get out to people. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is pure, good old fashioned greed.
Well, and how is it too? I mean, talk about coincidence that you have Fauci, who's the czar during the HIV AIDS, you know, pandemic or whatever. And now this COVID virus comes out and it has the HIV AIDS variant, all the same ingredients. I mean, it almost seems like that can't even be a coincidence.
Right. So Fauci owns a stake in Gilead Sciences, who also created the drug Remdesivir. Remdesivir, the WHO, which is about the most evil globalist organization on earth, even banned its use because their studies found that any person who takes Remdesivir has an increased chance of death versus someone in the control group. So, like, literally, Fauci is one of the most corrupt people who's ever been anywhere. I don't know how he hasn't been fired or jailed. But, I mean, these issues are serious. I sent all this stuff about Remdesivir and all this to a group of Army medical doctors. And I said, what do we have to do? Start asking the DOJ to lock up doctors before you guys stand up against this? I mean, you guys swore an oath to protect people's health. And literally their entire unit said, all right, we're not taking the second vaccine. We're not taking Remdesivir. We're not giving. They're giving. Fauci literally ordered, well, quote unquote, he through the CDC, got the Army to say Remdesivir is the standard of care. And I sent them studies showing literally if you give someone one aspirin a day, their chance of death is reduced by 50%. But if you give them Remdesivir, their chance of death is increased by 5%. And I was like, how is this medicine? This is illogical nonsense, and this has nothing to do with helping.
And it's always been that way with Fauci. I mean, this guy is such a dirtbag. He's been this way for decades. I can't even believe how long this guy's been around. But, you know, when I listen to some of the other people that have been around in media much longer than I, who were around when Fauci was doing, you know, all the AIDS stuff, they knew how AIDS was spread at the time. But Fauci was still going on air saying, oh, we don't know. You know, don't touch anybody. Don't kiss anybody. Don't share a drink and all this stuff. Everybody knew how it was spread. Everybody knew what was going on. And Fauci, once again, spread the big lies, put everybody in fear.
Yeah. And if you want to talk about the Logan Act, they were always trying to accuse the Trump administration of violating the Logan Act. We could prosecute Fauci under the Logan Act because he got Gilead to sell the U.S. government the entire world supply of Remdesivir, even though he willfully and premeditatedly knew that it would increase the chance of death of patients. So, like, 700,000 doses he got them to buy at a premium price. This is classic mafia-style extortion, RICO Act stuff. Anyone could win this in court. This is publicly available information. This is not medicine. This is corruption classic. I mean,
that is a big pharma. That's a big pharma mafia gangster who has enriched himself beyond our wildest imaginations, selling his lies and big pharmaceutical agendas. It's really disgusting. Richard, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Mike. Air Force veteran in New York wants to talk about Cuomo and de Blasio today. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing, Owen?
I'm good. Thank you.
So I don't really have the resources to, like, look it up. But, like, I listen to, like, 880, like, this traffic radio station for New York because I'm always driving in the city. Like, I'm a tractor-trailer driver for FedEx. Shout out to my bosses, Jimmy and Dale. And
Are they tuned in right now?
Yes, sir.
Is your newborn baby tuned in right now?
I don't think so.
Should be.
But should be. And Tara, my love, but thank you. So, yeah, I'm curious because, you know, like a couple months ago they did this. They said it on this 880 radio station that they're trying to change, like, the business, the zoning for, like, residential and, you know, for, like, all the businesses that closed down in the city in, like, Manhattan and the Bronx and Brooklyn. And, you know, and, like, I don't really have the resources to look that up. So, I mean, I've been trying to call in for months, but.
So what is it? What is it exactly you're wanting?
Well, I just want to see if you guys can, like, look it up and, you know, like, look into it. Because I think they're trying to make it, like, residential, you know what I mean? So they can move, you know, because Biden just passed all these.
I'm a little confused. You're talking about rezoning New York for what now?
Yes, for residential. So people, like, you know, so people can move into, like, the business parts of New York. For, like, all the businesses that closed. Because, like, the city lost, like, you know, they're, you know, like, it's so empty.
Yeah, everyone's moving out of New York.
Oh, yeah, but, like, everything's empty. And I think, you know, like, there's something going on with, like, the residential and, like, you know, Biden just passed all these executive orders or he made, you know what I mean?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't really put anything past Cuomo and de Blasio, but I'm not really sure how this would work for them when everyone's leaving New York anyway. I mean, it'd be one thing if they needed, you know, residential, but I don't think that's a problem.
Well, I mean, like, do you think that there's, like, do they get, like, some kind of stimulus for having, like, all the, you know, like, all these illegal, well, I don't want to say that, but, you know, like, everyone's coming into the country and they're going to need places to go.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, there could definitely be a bit of that going on. Yeah. Republicans and Democrats both do that.
I mean, it's crazy.
There'd be no way, really. I mean, they haven't passed the COVID stimulus bill. I mean, it'll be a couple thousand pages. You know, so you'd have to go through all of it and see if there's some sort of a benefit if you have a higher residential area than business district or whatever, or population density. I just don't know. They haven't passed the recent bill. I've never heard of anything like that. But I wouldn't put anything past those two nut jobs.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale and an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having a strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
It's the great Veterans Call-In Show, and we've got a lot of great veterans on the line. I'm going to get back to your calls coming up in the next hour. Greg Reese also joining us. We have to go to a special report now, though. Ashley Babbitt, we can't forget about her being executed at the Capitol by a police officer, we have to assume. And we don't even know the individual's name. They're still keeping that name secret, but we have now identified the individual, and Ashley Babbitt's legal team is working on this and working with Taylor Hansen, who just wrote a piece for the Gateway Pundit that shows the pictures that pretty clearly indicate who the individual was that shot Ashley Babbitt. There's enough evidence there with what's on his wrist and the shirt he's wearing and other such things that clearly identify that man as the shooter. But Taylor joins us now to give us the details of this. So what's happening here? What kind of obstacles are Ashley Babbitt's lawyers running into here trying to get the identity of this individual? Why is this not being provided? And where is the media, who normally wants to know every officer's identity anytime they shoot a citizen? Where is the media on all of this, Taylor?
Well, exactly, Owen. And I mean, especially with Ashley Babbitt's legal team, is they have been, roadblock after roadblock. The Capitol Police, they will not work with them. I mean, no agencies are willing to work with Ashley Babbitt's legal team. And that even just raises more questions is, why are the Capitol Police someone that they legally have to release the shooter's identity within 72 hours of the shooting. Why have they not released that shooter's identity yet? And then why has mainstream media, someone that we know would usually hop on something like this and just, have an absolute heyday with it, 24/7 covering every single media cycle, but yet you haven't heard her name. I mean, I've been the only one covering her memorial, her ash spreading, let alone even trying to get her justice. And, working with this legal team, they have been absolutely amazing. Their lead investigator, Anne, seriously, her family, Ashley's family, they owe this woman everything. She is just absolutely wonderful. And she's the reason this has all come together, really.
So what is the what is the hesitation, or why are they trying to keep this individual's identity from being revealed? Not even necessarily public, but even to the legal team. That seems to be a cover up, if you will.
Exactly. Well, it screams cover up. And really, you just need to look. Is the media is not reporting on it. They're not working with their legal team. Mark Schimmel, I'm not sure if you or viewers are very familiar with him, but long story short, he's not a very good guy. He represents these cases and he gets terrible cops off for things that they should be in prison for the rest of their life. And, you know, they're blatantly covering it up. It doesn't match the media narrative when a black man executes an unarmed white woman, especially a veteran. But and then you don't hear anything about it. And that's why they're covering it up. There's something more here. And by uncovering the shooter's identity, and all that's needed now is a name, and they're still concealing that even after, you know, we blasted this everywhere. And it's, you know, it's been the talk in the news for the past 2 days. But they're still concealing his name, and it really makes you think, is what are they hiding here?
Yeah, obviously there is an agenda afoot. It could be something as, you know, small as they just want to protect this guy because they think he made a mistake. Well, no other officers have had that layer of protection, to something as big as, did a certain politician put him up to this? Is it a certain politician trying to cover it up? Does that individual have certain political views that we can look to the past and wonder if it wasn't a motivated shooting? I think these are all legitimate questions that we should be asking now. But Taylor, I mean, you're right, myself included. I haven't really been covering Ashley Babbitt's story too much. I haven't seen it anywhere else. That's part of the problem. It's just not even surfacing anywhere. So what else is developing? You talked about her ash spreading. There have been memorials. I'm not seeing this coverage anywhere.
Yeah, man. I mean, nowhere else, I mean, is willing to cover it. I mean, and after the media has, you know, they had an opportunity to cover their family, you know, and cover what they're going through. And, you know, they ambush them at their door the night after they find, you know, their wife or that their sister, you know, was just executed on live television. And, you know, they ask them these wholehearted questions that seem very nice. And then the article comes out and the caption of the article is, you know, Ashley and Aaron Babbitt were in a throuple. And that's why these people don't want to talk to the media. And that's what that's what everyone has to understand, is they have caused it. I mean, to not get media coverage. And, you know, when you have a reporter come along that was there and that is wholehearted and that actually wants justice for Ashley Babbitt, of course, he's going to be allowed to cover the story. And that's where people, I mean, I don't know if you've seen this whole fiasco with the actors thing. And, you know, Ashley Babbitt was fake, you know, all of this. It's a blood pump and that I'm an actor. And it's like, I mean, you out of everybody know best. I'm not an actor. And
well, and let's,
I mean,
just be honest about the situation. It's not just you. I mean, you know, I know at least four people who witnessed the whole thing happen. I mean, felt mm-hmm. the power of the gunshot. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and it's a prime example of the right eating its own, and in the worst time possible, is they no longer have somebody to look up to. They don't have that man in office that's going to do everything for them and get it done and drain the swamp. So they're looking for, you know, any excuse almost, and, you know, any reason to say, hey, this was fake. You know, we need to find out. This person's an actor. This person's an actor. They're in on it. And it almost makes it's kind of like the QAnon crowd almost. It makes it easier to accept, even if it's not the right answer.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is, you know, whether it's QAnon or just the actual reality of the world, we've been lied to so much that, I mean, people just don't trust anything anymore. They just literally don't trust anything. So it's like, oh, this happens with Ashley. They just think it's staged. People think, you know, stuff I do is staged. I've never staged anything in my life. I don't even have time. Like, I wish I had the time of day to stage something. Maybe I could be more effective. But you know how that goes.
Well, and what's funny about the whole thing, too, is Ashley would have been the first person to be like, yay, that's fake. So, I mean, I understand it. I do. But and then you have to take a look at it from a deeper perspective and see who the actors are in there. I mean, you know, you got InfoWars guys. You have me. And then you have people that are credentialed. You have people that are respected. And then, you know, one event turns everybody into incredible actors.
Not to mention, a dozen cops that were right there.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I really look forward to any further developments in this case. I mean, seriously, they're coming left and right. It's seriously fate right now. They're just landing in our lap. And if anybody, any viewer out there happen to be in the Capitol, anything, they can always submit anonymous tips. The legal team is still looking to actually get this officer's name because they're hiding it that bad.
So what is the current status of this case? I mean, I guess Ashley Babbitt's lawyers are pushing for what, a homicide here or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, murder. Yeah. It was absolutely murder. And that's really what it comes down to, is how are we supposed to accept that we have a murderer, you know, that has an itchy trigger finger. He's shown that has blatant disregard for all firearm safety. You see him running around with his finger on the trigger.
That's what I was going to say. I'm looking at these photos and you can see the Secret Service or whoever those guards are, as you're trained, when you have a gun, you keep your index finger extended until you're ready to pull it. He has his finger on the trigger the whole time. So you can tell.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't want to make any assumptions, but itchy trigger finger or, you know, desirable trigger finger.
Yeah. Exactly. When you can see it there too. I mean, he has it on the trigger almost the entire time. You don't even curl your finger over that trigger until you're aiming at something that you know you want to shoot.
And what is he even shooting at or protecting? It appears he's just in a corridor. I mean, what about that? What about access to the security footage there? I mean, are there any other angles? I mean, can the legal team look at how he was standing? Was there anyone else with him, behind him? Was he protecting somebody? Was he there alone? Do they have any of these answers?
Well, I mean, FOIA orders have been filed left and right. I mean, not just from the legal team, from myself and other people that, you know, just want the truth. And the sad thing is DDOT and DHS, they're actually the ones that are in charge of all the security footage. So, you know, if they don't comply, they don't have to give it to you. And then the only people, I mean, they basically have to report to Nancy Pelosi and say, hey, you know, these people are trying to get this footage, you give it to them or not. She has the final say on everything. I mean, everything, whether it's the
I think Pelosi's the real president. I'm not even kidding. She seems to be the one running the show.
In every single aspect, especially what's gone down at the Capitol and her taking every single move, you know, laying people off. And I mean, it's like we live in a third world society. I mean, a third world country is, why are our National Guard being investigated and Capitol Police and put on paid or non-paid administrative leave for being a Trump supporter?
Think about this too. We're about to finish the segment with Taylor, but think about this too. The FBI is currently putting out, they're essentially doxing people that were on the Capitol, putting out their images, calling for their identities to be released, calling for everybody to be released. The Democrats are running these huge hoax of this insurrection. Oh, the Trump supporters murdered everybody. Meanwhile, it was four people that died. They were all Trump supporters. And they don't even push for the identity of the one killer that was there that day. And they make up stories about fire hydrants. Unbelievable. Taylor, where can people continue to follow your work and coverage on this story?
You guys continue to follow me on all social media platforms except Instagram, Facebook. We're banned at Taylor USA. But most importantly, you can follow Ashley's legal team. It's @4Ashley on Twitter.
All right, Taylor, thank you so much. Again, his latest piece in the Gateway Pundits highlighting all this. And you can see the images we're talking about. All right, we're going to come back and take more phone calls from the veterans. And Gregory's joining us in studio.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
Infowars.com/show